like a physical
machine? I suppose just the
rotating. Yeah, it's basically a specialized grinding machine.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you can buy them or you can buy them used. You can make a key with the hand file.
I don't really want to make it.
Since when?
You have to license.
A license? You need. Yeah, you need a license.
Since when?
The problem with the hackerspace and squatting is like, I'm not gonna bring my CNC machine to a squatting building.
It's the same. I mean, the squats we had, we just changed the rules. It's just like a house. I mean, everything was fine. And then it's like, just a little bit. And that's where I'm gonna agree that it gets raided by police and stuff. So you have to make sure we do everything by the book.
But
so
come on, you're playing around the rules. I'm saying that the rules should be changed to accommodate the common sense, basically.
Okay, yeah, good luck with that.
That's what I mean, good luck with that.
I don't want to be...
Stuff, like, machine,
that right? Sounds like huge bullshit, because basically any guy who works at any kind of mechanical workshop, they have these capabilities.
Yeah, you can use a hand file to make it.
It's the same thing as with 3D printers. It's like you're infringing intellectual property and shit. What the fuck?
I can infringe that with a handheld
glue
gun.
Exactly.
So that is why it needs to be legislated.
Sorry.
It needs to be put under legislation, otherwise if people can make it at home.
I wanted to talk about a really disturbing occurrence that was a couple of weeks ago. There was a homeowner whose bathtub was leaking, and he was in another city, and basically the